Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Kitchen Garden offers down-to-earth advice from the finest minds in gardening to make sure you get the tastiest produce from your plot. Packed every month with hints and tips on growing your own fruit and veg, it's perfect for beginners and experts alike.
We have 7 different offers available exclusive to our podcast listeners, so there's something for every budget. And don't forget that all subscribers are eligible to sign in to our Subs Club on the Kitchen Garden website.
So go to www.classicmagazines.co.uk/KG229 for all the details.
Tasks for your vegetable patch in June by Martin Fish. 10-minute jobs. Protect pea shoots. As pea shoots start to push through the garden soil, make sure you protect them from hungry pigeons. Otherwise, they will quickly peck off the new growth. I use chicken wire bent to create a low cloche structure, and this is popped over the rows. Cut asparagus. Asparagus spears need cutting every few days while tender and before they get too tall. The traditional time to stop harvesting is June the 21st, after which time you stop cutting to allow the ferny foliage to grow to help build up the roots for the next year. Pinch out broad beans. Broad beans should be growing well now and well on the way to producing a crop of tasty beans. If not already done, the tips of the plants can be pinched out to deter blackfly. The leafy stems can also be eaten and have a lovely fresh flavour. Plant leek seedlings. It's now time to plant leek seedlings out into the garden. If the weather is dry after planting, keep the seedlings watered for a week or two to help them establish a strong root system. Once their roots are down in the soil, they will be fine. On the veg patch. Tasks this month. Sow salad leaves. It's very easy to grow too many salads when you sow directly into the garden. But by growing in pots and trays, you can easily control the amount to give a continuous supply all summer long. The secret is to sow little and often to avoid gaps between batches. If you eat lots of lettuce and salads, a weekly sowing can be done. Otherwise, every couple of weeks should be fine. Try radish. Radishes are not as popular as they used to be, but a young, freshly pulled radish, sliced thinly into a salad, really does help to spice it up. They're also very tasty when eaten as a bar snack, as you would nuts or olives. They come in all shapes, sizes and colours, and they're easy and fast to grow. Just sow a short row in the garden and wait a few weeks. Don't leave them in too long, though, as they will turn woody. Grow beetroot. The first beetroot of the season is always very welcome. Not only does it taste wonderful, it is very good for you. For really tender and sweet roots, pull them before they get too large, ideally when they're not much bigger than a golf ball, although when larger, they are still perfectly good to eat. For a regular supply through the summer and into autumn, sow every 2 or 3 weeks. Potatoes under straw. A really easy way to get a clean crop of potatoes is to grow them under cover. I started mine off in April by placing the tubers on the soil surface and then covering them over with a layer of straw and fresh grass clippings. Since then, the potato shoots have pushed through and are making good growth. Through the summer, it's important to water and apply a liquid feed in dry weather to keep the plants healthy and growing. This is especially important when tubers are forming. The mulch also needs topping up regularly with fresh grass clippings to seal in the moisture and to exclude light from the developing potatoes. Mix up nematodes. With the withdrawal of many insecticides and the desire to grow food free from chemicals, more and more people are turning to other remedies. Nematodes, microscopic worms that infect the pests with a deadly bacterial infection, have become very popular, and there are several different types available to help control a range of pests on fruit and vegetables. Pests such as carrot root fly, cabbage root fly, cutworms, onion fly, caterpillars, sawfly and codling moths can all be controlled by applying nematodes to the pests on the plant or the soil. For the nematodes to be effective, they need to be applied in warm conditions when the pests are active. Protect soft fruit. There is nothing nicer than freshly picked soft fruit straight from the garden. But not only do we enjoy it, birds do as well. Black currants, gooseberries, raspberries, strawberries and red currants are all prone to attack from blackbirds and starlings. The only sure way to protect the crop of fruits is to cover them over with a physical barrier that will prevent the birds from getting to the fruits. Fruit netting is readily available and can simply be draped over the fruit as it starts to ripen. The nets need pegging down securely to prevent birds getting in underneath, and you should always check the nets daily in case a bird has got trapped. This type of net is ideal as a temporary measure, but the best form of protection is to build or position a fruit cage over the fruit bushes. Control aphids on apples. Aphids can be a problem on the soft, new growth on apple trees at this time of the year. A few aphids aren't a problem, but where the infestation is heavy and the growing tips are twisting and distorting, the pests really need controlling. A blast of strong water will wash them off, or you can simply squash them with your fingers. Natural insecticides also control aphids very quickly. Train wall fruit. Fruit trees being trained against a wall or fence will be making strong new growth now. The aim is to create an even-shaped fan, and the new growth needs spreading out and securing to wires or trellis with string. If there is excessive growth, don't be afraid to thin some out to prevent overcrowding, and if side shoots develop, these can be pinched back to maintain the shape. Figs in pots. Figs are interesting plants to grow, and when planted in a warm, sheltered position, they will usually produce a crop of fruit in August and September. Although the tree is very hardy, for the fruit to develop and ripen, they need plenty of summer sunshine and warmth. I have a fig fan trained on a west-facing wall where it grows well, and when the fruits ripen, they taste absolutely delicious. However, we can't guarantee a warm summer every year in North Yorkshire, and some years the crop isn't as good as we would like it, especially if the spring was cold. I will carry on with my outdoor fig, but to try and get more fruit, I'm also going to grow a fig in a pot so that in winter and spring I can give it some extra protection under cover before standing it in a sunny position through the summer. When it comes to choosing a variety, bear in mind that some need warmer conditions and are best suited to growing in a greenhouse all year round. Probably the best outdoor variety is Brown Turkey, which has red flesh and a sweet flavour, and this one is readily available in catalogues and nurseries. Another that is suitable is White Marseille, as long as you grow it in a warm position, and this one produces fruits with a whitish flesh that is almost transparent when ripe. For pot growing, choose a strong pot to contain the roots, and for compost I use 3 parts John Innes No. 3 and 1 part multi-purpose compost, which helps to lighten it up a little. Drainage is important, so crock the base of the pot before potting. I'm potting initially into a 35cm or 14-inch diameter pot, but in a couple of years, when the fig is established, I will move it up into a 45cm or 18-inch diameter pot, where it will stay for several years. Through the summer, the plant will be grown outside in a sunny spot, and the compost will be kept moist at all times to help the roots establish. Do it now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
If you're growing potatoes in pots, keep the compost moist at all times. And as the tops grow, top up the pot with more compost to encourage plenty of tubers to develop on the roots. Feed clumps of rhubarb halfway through the growing season with a general fertiliser or liquid feed to give them a boost in growth. Carry on planting out tender vegetables into the garden, such as runner beans, French beans, courgettes, sweet corn and squashes. If the weather is cool after planting, protect the plants with fleece for a few days. To keep weeds under control, hoe regularly between rows of vegetables. This is best done on a dry, sunny day to get maximum kill of weeds. Very soon, the first of the cabbage white butterflies will appear in our gardens, so protect all members of the brassica family by draping some insect-proof mesh over them to create a barrier. If your leek seedlings have reached pencil thickness and are about 20 centimetres or 8 inches tall, plant them out into holes made with a dibber and water in. Sow now. Lettuce, salad leaves, dwarf beans, runner beans, radish, peas, carrots, onions, leeks, beetroot, chicory, sprouting broccoli, calabrese, cauliflower, kale, kohlrabi, spinach, parsley, courgettes, turnip, spring onions and chard. Plant now. Winter cabbage, Brussels sprouts, sprouting broccoli, calabrese, cauliflower, runner beans, kohlrabi, French beans, courgette, marrow, savoy, squash, cucumber, sweet corn, tomatoes, herbs, celery, leeks, lettuce, and potatoes. Harvest. Early peas, spring cabbages, hearted, last of sprouting broccoli, asparagus, early carrots, early broad beans, spinach, rhubarb, radish, lettuce, salad leaves, spring onions, rhubarb, and early strawberries. In the greenhouse with Joyce Russell. Sow and plant in June. Plant aubergines into the border or large pots if you didn't do so last month. Sow kohlrabi in June for use in autumn and winter. Keep sowing salad leaves and spinach direct in drills. French beans sown in the border now will give an autumn crop. Parsley, beetroot and Florence fennel can all be sown this month. June isn't a bad time to take a holiday. Temperatures are settled and most plants are in their final home. There are still plenty of jobs to do, but it's hard for too much to go wrong if a gardening neighbour is in charge for a while. If you have automatic watering and ventilation systems installed, then short absences are easy. This is a time when plants should be in good health, and there isn't yet the full summer jungle or harvest glut to cope with. Fabulous fruit. Peaches. Buy a peach tree in a large container at any time of the year, or wait until November to buy a plant to go into the border. Peach trees are greedy, so dig in plenty of manure at planting time. You will need a large greenhouse for a full-sized peach tree, but there are plenty of smaller varieties available. Trees flower in March and ripen fruit in July or August. Growing in a greenhouse reduces problems with peach leaf curl. Care in June is about watering regularly and spraying over the leaves with water too. Use a seaweed foliar feed every 2 weeks while fruit is swelling and remove any damaged fruit. The scent of ripe peaches in the greenhouse is almost as good as biting into a freshly picked fruit. Use mulch. Moisture evaporates from the soil in a warm greenhouse and it can be hard to keep up with watering. If you're at work all day and need to be sure that plants won't dry out, then use a mulch material, straw, cardboard, sheet mulch, coir, etc., between rows of plants to help keep moisture in the ground. Just make sure that water can soak through or under the mulch as needed. Aubergines. These plants produce such beautiful flowers that they're worth growing just to look at. It's worth ensuring a harvest of delicious exotic fruit too, so if there aren't many pollinating insects around, get out a small paintbrush and transfer pollen from flower to flower between plants. The most successful fruit set always happens on sunny days. Water onto the ground so soil is moist. Try not to wet leaves or flowers if you can help it. Remove the petals from around small fruitlets so these don't rot and spread the problem to the fruit. Peppers. First flowers often drop from the plant without setting fruit. Peppers are self-fertile, but they may need a hand to ensure pollination. Give plants a gentle shake, as if they are swayed by a breeze rather than a hurricane. This will allow pollen to fall where it is needed. A light mist with water may also help and leave doors open so insects can lend a hand. Small fruitlets will form at the heart of the flowers. Basil. Plants can go into the border soil as soon as nights are warm. Keep one or two in large pots if you like, but make sure the compost is never too wet or roots will rot and leaves discolour. Basil likes plenty of sun. It can often grow best in the middle of the greenhouse and away from drafty doors. Dig some compost into the ground and put sticks 30 centimetres or 12 inches apart to mark planting points. Put two or three plants next to each stick. They will like company and soon will bush out. Don't wet leaves when watering. Keep soil on the dry side of damp and nip out any flower spikes when these are small. Tips from a small greenhouse. Leave the door open day and night. Small structures heat up very fast and temperatures can be too high before you get up in the morning. Tomato care is essentially the same for a small greenhouse as in a large one. Remember to nip out side shoots and tie in tall stems. Use a high potash liquid feed around the roots and in grow bags every 7 to 10 days while fruit is swelling. Train foliage and stems away from the sides of the structure if possible. Check for pests, diseases and problems on a daily basis if you can. Things escalate quickly in a small structure. A rip or invasion of slugs or attack of blight can be devastating. Fast action can keep everything growing readily. Use pots where you can. Plants can be moved around as you need, and they can even go outdoors on warm, sunny days. This effectively creates more growing space in the greenhouse. Enjoy crops when they're ready and never feel inhibited about harvesting. Top tip: help tomatoes to ripen. Tomatoes start to ripen in June. Leave the first ripe fruit on the truss until lower fruits start to change colour. Or hang a ripe tomato or a banana skin nearby. These give off a gas which speeds the process up. Watch out for overcrowding. Tomatoes need more space than seemed possible when plants were only 15 centimetres or 6 inches tall. By June, you see the potential for them closing all gaps, and soon you won't be able to get around plants to harvest at all. The more years you grow in a greenhouse, the more you realise that a few less plants with adequate space can give you both healthier growth and bigger crops than if more plants are crowded together. If growing in pots, then move these around to get sun and air to each one. If borders are seriously crowded, then bite the bullet and remove one or two plants so light and air reach all that remain. Top jobs for June. Water carefully. Try not to splash the foliage of aubergines and basil. Damp down the paths in greenhouse and polytunnels on hot days to help cool the air. Keep earth damp around tomato plants. Keep tying tomato stems to supports as they grow. Remove some grape clusters if there are lots, so the ones that remain can grow to full size. Tend to melons, which, like aubergines and peppers, may need a hand with pollination.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.